This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Combat Fights Unlimited episode of the BCP. Super excited for this one to talk to a friend, an artist, the man, the proverbial Oz of this whole thing, the man behind the curtain himself, and now promoter. Please welcome into the show from CFU. We'll just refer to him as Mr. Mayday. Mayday, thank you for a few minutes. How are you?
Just Mayday is good. No honorifics needed.
I got you. But thank you so much for making the time, man. It's very interesting because we apparently have crossed paths. I have no idea what you look like. He's living the gimmick, which I appreciate nowadays. I think more wrestlers should do that, but we live in this social media reality era, which is both a gift and a curse. So, but I do like the ones that embrace that, and you're doing a great job of that. Shameless promo for those who usually do watch the video stream, the poster behind us, the BCP poster, that was all Mayday. Thank you so much for doing that, man. That's amazing. Thank you for that first.
It was fun.
It's amazing, all the little Easter eggs and stuff. But more importantly, man, I got to ask you this because I saw these promo pictures of some of our favorite ladies on the scene, kind of wearing like the boxing gloves, a little bit of different gear for some of them.
And the MMA gloves.
Yeah, right. MMA, excuse me. And I'm like, this is different for a lot of them. Like, something's going on here. And then I saw you kind of posting a lot of that stuff. And then I saw all these like really great graphics. I don't know if you did the graphics as well for all the CFU stuff. And I'm like putting the pieces together. And I reached out to you and I'm like, is this you? And like, what's going on? And it seems like it's all kind of already wrapped up in a neat little package. And it's kind of a little bit under the radar, but not, man. So just tell me, how did this, like, if as much as you can, how did this happen? Like, let's start at the beginning, the origin story here.
Okay. Well, talking about your, the mysterious tweets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was very intentional. I'm glad it seems to have worked. It was very much supposed to be like, oh, what the hell is this? This looks interesting. I don't know what, yeah. You know, what could this be? What's going on? I know some of these people. And like, was how we started Buzz, because nobody knows who the hell we are. So you have to get Buzz going somehow. And it seems to have worked. It is all wrapped up in a nice, neat little package. It was a closed set, pre-taped thing. It's already wrapped. I'm actually putting the finishing touches on the editing right now. Probably be finished tonight, actually. But yeah, in terms of how the show came together, it was just something I always wanted to do. It was always a bucket list thing, just like I want to run a wrestling show. That seems like it would be cool. And everybody says that everybody wants to run a wrestling show, and then nobody ever actually does it. So I decided I'm going to do it. And we spent a good while getting funding, like, you know, get money first. And we were all set to run in, I want to say like March or April of 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the world ended. So
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Luckily, I say luckily, you know, sort of bittersweet. We hadn't actually announced anything. Like, I had reached out to talent. We had a venue. We had a card. We had everything kind of set to go. And then everything got shut down. So I was like, well, crap.
Yeah.
But I said, luckily, we hadn't actually announced anything. So we didn't have to announce like, oh, our show is postponed forever. And we just didn't announce anything. But it was supposed to be a live show, obviously, before times. It was supposed to be a live show. You know, we're going to have fans, you know, tickets, seats, the whole shebang. And then obviously that didn't happen. So we just sort of waited for almost exactly a year until everything got kind of settled down and we were able to do kind of a closed set, no fans taping. So that's what we did. And I'm actually kind of glad that we did that in retrospect, because it let us get a lot of like kind of crash course growing pains figured out as we go. That would have been a little awkward in a live show. I've never run a show before, so we got to figure it out as we go. So we were able to kind of figure it out without, you know, dozens and hundreds of people laughing at us because we screwed up or whatever.
No.
But yeah, the show itself was really good in terms of the concept. I like shoot fights. I don't, that's literally where it begins and ends. I like shoot style. So if I'm going to run a show, it's going to be a shoot style show. Why wouldn't it be? you don't see too much of it, and you definitely don't see a lot of women shoot fights. Every so often, there'll be like a token match at Bloodsport, and it's always the first one, and then we never see it again. They did do like a little mini tournament one time, but then they went right back to here's our token women's match. So I wanted to give some more opportunities for that kind of, cause you see, you know, there's a lot of, women shooters out there. So I wanted to have as many as we could. And we reached out to a bunch of them, and a lot of them obviously were very receptive, and we brought them in and we did a show.
That's amazing. It's a very interesting approach. And I like different, like I'm a details guy, and I appreciate you kind of keeping it under the radar and like letting little bits out, and like me having to kind of do the math. And I'm seeing like some of these girls, like obviously we've seen in Goddesses and all over the place and indies, man. So yeah. Let's talk about this first and foremost, man. You mentioned the shoot fight style, obviously a hashtag shoot to thrill, which is an amazing hashtag. I love that, man.
Thank you. Hopefully we don't get sued.
No, but it's amazing, man. It looks really great. It looks really well put together. I see how much thought you put into your productions, like as far as art and stuff like that. So I'm very interested to see how this comes out. The graphics and everything look great. But you mentioned,
I can only take half credit for that. The graphics were split between myself and Kaya McKenna.
Shout out the Good Witch. We love
absolutely
Kaya.
All the like the match graphics and like the brackets. That's all Kaya. Then when you watch the actual show, a lot of the on-screen, like the lower thirds and the tail of the tapes and stuff like that, that's me.
Love that, man. I'm hyped for it. And again, guys, this is going to be, I believe, this Thursday, which is the 24th on IWTV. Correct me if I'm wrong.
God, I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, it's going to be great.
We've been telling everybody.
I hope so. But you mentioned this shoot, like fight style with the women. Obviously, I saw all your great stuff you did for Gods of War, like all the signs for the girls. I thought that was great. So shout out.
See, we have met.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, and like even the girls are still posting those signs to this day. But is this basically like your Wardlow, Jake, I'm not an MMA guy, I know more wrestling. Is this more like the Wardlow, Jake Hager kind of thing we saw on Dynamite kind of thing? Or what can you tell us about this a little bit more?
It's like that, but better.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm on the right track. Yeah.
We had, like I said, we filmed it ahead of time. So production was already filming was wrapped. I was just putting the on-screen graphics and stuff and doing it. And suddenly AEW is like, we're going to have a cage fight with an MMA fighter in Wardlow. And I'm like, ah, crap. So I was like, they're just going to say like ours is a crappy ripoff of theirs, even though we did it first, et cetera, et cetera. And then I watched it because of course I'm going to watch it. Yeah. And I was like, this is not that great. You could tell that they were like stalling for time, trying to run out the 5 minutes because, you know, you can, if you're not going to actually sit there and punch each other in the face for 5 minutes, you have to drag it out. And they were in an actual octagon. So obviously no one's going to take like a giant power bomb onto that thing. That's going to hurt. So it was kind of a weird, awkward non-fight. And I was kind of like underwhelmed by it. It gave me a lot of reassurances as to some of the things that we did. For starters, we're in a pro wrestling ring. We're not in an octagon. We did take the ropes down and there is a cage.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
So it's in, at least hopefully it gives you everything you need to know in a single image. It's a pro wrestling ring, no ropes, no turnbuckles, but a cage. So it's like a perfect mix of MMA and pro wrestling. It's in one visual image. It's exactly what you need to know. But that also let us play around a little bit with some of the bumps and stuff. I mean, no one's climbing the cage, no one's jumping off of it or anything, but you know, it gives you that visual of an octagon. And then the other thing we did was we had 3 minute rounds instead of five, which is actually what they do in amateur MMA. But it compresses everything down. You're not like stalling for time, like, you know, bring it on. No, you bring it on. No, bring it on. And they're just circling each other for 2.5 minutes before somebody finally throws a leg kick. Yeah. We were able to compress a lot of the action with those 3 minute rounds. So we made both of those decisions early, and then watching that AEW thing, I'm like, those were the right decisions.
So you're essentially ahead of the curve, man. And this is very interesting. I will talk about the roster in a little bit, man. I'm a big fan of a lot of these ladies, but I got to ask you this, man, when you reach out to this talent and you pitch, this is not your everyday wrestling thing, were they very receptive to that, to try something different? Were some people just like, kind of, hey, this isn't for me? Like, what was the reception like from the talent?
There were some that we reached out to and I said, hey, we're putting this shoot fight style show together. You know, is this something you'd be interested in? And some of them were like, absolutely not, I would get murdered. And I was like, all right, cool, thank you for your time. But obviously the ones that we ended up going with, they were all about it. They were like, hell yeah, let's do it. This sounds amazing. So, you know, we brought them in. Some of them were not hesitant, but just like curious, I guess is probably the best word. And then on the day when they got there and they saw the cage and they started, you know, working out, warming up, that you could just see like the wheels turning, and they got more and more into it. And like, by the end, everybody was like, that was awesome. When's the next one? I was like, I don't know.
I love it. That's a great reaction. That's what you want to see, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You manifested it. The girls come in, they see that, they see the cage, and they're very interested. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk about this roster. Correct me if I'm wrong. Lady Frost and Jordan Blade, that's going to be a great first round match. That's amazing. Just two amazing top tier talents, a lot of top tier talents. Ray Lynn cannot have a great match. Jeanette Kai, like, more kicks than a Rockettes concert. The Poison Angel herself, like the Notorious. Hey, if you're looking for commentary, I got you, bro. Notorious Mimi.
Funny you should mention commentary. We'll come back to that in a second. Oh,
I love it, my guy. Zoe Sky always has great matches. And Kennedy Copeland, who I was going to see this past weekend for the first time at TCW, got canceled. So excited to see her.
Oh, yeah, they got like rained out, didn't they? Or weathered out. I don't know if it was rain, but yeah.
It was. The next show is going to be indoors. But this is about you, guys. Shameless promo.
Sorry.
We'll get the shameless promo later. No, I'm sorry, man. This is about your show. Guys, IWTV, Thursday night, check it out. It's going to be great. But these first round matches look great. How did you come to the conclusion of selecting who you selected for this roster?
Who we selected for the roster was, we pretty much just, like I said, I reached out to anyone who seemed like they would have shoot style training, or anyone who I knew they had shoot style training. That's why, I'm trying to think if we put it on the graphics. I know we put it in the tail of the tape. We like list out their credentials of like, you know, Janai Kai, she's a legitimate Taekwondo black belt.
She's great.
Yeah. Kennedy Copeland, a legitimate BJJ blue belt. Like, they're actually, she came out with, she's wearing the belt. So obviously those were kind of easy. Some of them were, you know, they do shoot style MMA training on the side. It's not really part of their gimmick, but they do train in it, like Lady Frost. I mean, in a regular match, you're not going to see her, you know, bust out an arm bar. She's much more likely to do something flippy off the top rope, but she does train in MMA.
That's what we always say with her. More flips in the morning shift at IHOP.
Yeah. She does train in MMA alongside her husband, go figure.
Yeah.
And she was actually, I'm trying to think, I know it was Lady Frost. I'm trying to think anybody else on the roster who was originally supposed to be on that 2020 show. So she's been waiting for a year to do this.
Wow.
She was like all about it in 2019 when we first reached out to her, was ready to go in 2020, and then had to wait a whole extra year. So she was like chomping at the bit.
Yeah, it's a perfect, even though she does all that spinny stuff and hashtag flippity, like we say here on the show. But this can be a very interesting, different environment, man. You're getting me hyped for this. And this isn't normally like, I don't like watch like MMA or that kind of stuff. I'm more like the flippy kind of guy, but I'm really intrigued by this, man. This is going to be great, I think.
Oh yeah. It's very different. I'm trying to think, should have pulled them. Like, pull up the roster here.
Ready to go. Mimi, we know, is just like a prodigy. She's just been killing it.
Mimi is, I think she's also Taekwondo. Neither did I. And she came out, you'll see it when you watch the show, but she came out wearing the gi, which I totally popped for. I was like, yes.
Nice.
She did not compete in the gi. She did like GSP style, where she comes out with it and then she takes it off at the pre-point, and then, you know,
right.
But like, just the visual of it is like, yes.
So are the entrances going to be kind of similar entrances?
Oh yeah. That was actually part of the instructions. I don't know what the right word is. That was part of the pre-show meeting, was like, these are not regular walkouts. You know, you're not going to be like, and making her way to the ring is whatever, whatever. It's a very MMA style presentation. They come out to the music. They stop there, you know, they kind of get ready, they get checked, they go in the cage.
Cool.
There's commentary, but there's no ring announcing. They just come out and they're talking about them on commentary. And then once everybody's in the cage, you know, in the blue corner, standing, whatever, like, it's the way they do it. So it's a whole different presentation. So I had to tell them, like, you know, just, you go out there, you walk out, and you walk straight in the cage. We're not playing to the crowd. There is no crowd. But even if there was a crowd, you wouldn't be playing to the crowd. You just go in.
That's awesome.
It's just a different vibe, basically. Anything we could do to kind of stand out.
That's what I like. It's very different, man. And I'm excited to hear Mimi's entrance theme. Whoever did the drums on that did an amazing job, but I digress. Let's move on. Shameless promo. Oh, real quick. We got to talk about Masha. Cause she is just, those strikes are just so powerful. She's like such a hard hitter, and taking on Notorious Mimi. This is going to be crazy. What made you think to pick Masha, obviously?
Well, I mean, we went through a bunch of the other shoot fight style shows, promotions, whatever. I mean, the obvious ones are like Bloodsport, Paradigm Pro, UWFI type stuff. So Masha had done Bloodsport, plus I've just seen her work in general. You can tell she's got a very catch style.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I reached out to her, and she's, you know, yes, I train in catch wrestling. That's not a shtick. I legitimately am a catch wrestler. So I was like, perfect. You want to do this? And she's like, hell yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, that's how we got Masha. Ditto with Allison Kay. She's a legitimate MMA fighter. She's also done Bloodsport. She was another like obvious, like, of course we're going to try to get her. And luckily we were able to get her. Some of the other ones I'm trying to think. Let's see here. I guess then I should know my own roster.
No, you're doing everything. I get it.
Jordan Blade and Janai Kai were both from UWFI Paradigm Pro. They actually fought each other at Paradigm Pro, and it was a fantastic match. And if you get a chance to go and watch it, you should. Oh. It was UWFI Contenders on IWTV Paradigm Pro. Shameless plug. Great match. Anyone who had kind of a shoot style. Vita Von Starr does some... she doesn't do MMA. She does something else.
Oh, really? I know she's very flippy too, and very athletic.
Yeah,
as well.
And she does a lot of like, she doesn't really, especially not anymore, but she's capable of doing a lot of like submission style stuff. And so she busts out some of those. Her gimmick now is, you know, Righteous and Ring of Honor and weird, creepy cult thing. But I mean, obviously she's still very capable of doing a lot of these ground-based submissions. So that's what she did.
Yeah, man. And then, like you said, like we could talk about the roster all day long. This is amazing. Like, this is really smart booking, man, especially when I see people kind of start out. I see a lot of fans kind of like, you know, like you said earlier, like a lot of fans like, oh, I can do this. I'm going to start this. And you like, or they never do it, or it's very like, what's going on? And you seem to have everything very, very together. So I don't want to go behind the curtain too much, but like, what made you like, how did you get here? I guess, because obviously I know you're a fan. I know you do the art. Like, how were you able to pull the trigger? Like, are you a former wrestler? Like, were you involved in production at any point, or you just went for it?
Well, I'm absolutely not a former wrestler, nor do I ever intend to be. But it started with, just a fan, you know, everyone, like I said, everyone's always just, hey, it'd be cool to run a show.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that? I don't know. We should probably find out how to do that. So I started helping out at Primetime Pro Wrestling, where I knew a lot of the wrestlers from the art, from the fan art, from the signs, from the t-shirt designs. You kind of build up a rapport and you get to know the wrestlers. And from there, you start to get to know the promoters. And from there, there's, hey, you want to come help set up chairs and guardrails? Absolutely. So that's, you know, you kind of get your foot behind the scenes, so to speak. Yeah. So you get to sit in on the meeting, get to see how it's done. So we were going to actually partner with Primetime Pro Wrestling again, back in the before times. Before the world ended and Primetime Pro Wrestling imploded for reasons that, you know, if you know, you know. So then we were kind of stuck. I was like, well, you know, now what? But luckily, dealing with Primetime Pro Wrestling put me in touch with Chris Levin, who was one of their referees, and he was with Impact, I think, at the time. He's not with them anymore, but he does GCW. He runs Camp Leapfrog. He does all that stuff.
Great guy. And so I started talking
with him. I genuinely don't remember who reached out to who or how we got started talking, but somewhere in there we started talking and I was like, hey, you want to help me run a show? And he's like, absolutely. And I was like, hell yeah. And so, you know, when you say, oh yeah, you seem to have everything together, you seem to know what's going on. I don't at all. It's all Chris.
okay.
He's the one, you know, he's been doing this for a decade and a half. He's people who knows people. He's got all that stuff figured out behind the curtain. Like, you know, you want to book a show. Okay. We need a cage. How do you get a cage? I don't know, what do you go to, like cage.com? I have no idea.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. He knew exactly who to call, exactly who to contact, set it all up and put me in touch with the cage rental people, which turns out that's a thing. So I was like, absolutely invaluable. And of course, He's our referee.
I was going to ask, like, who's the referee? Who's commentary? Can we know, or is it a surprise?
I don't think we've announced it, but it's not a surprise. Obviously, Chris Levin, he's one of our referees.
Okay, awesome.
He's also the showrunner. We have Gina Monti, who's another excellent referee. And Chris Spankos, who's,
okay.
I think he's actually an MMA referee. He might not be, but he was very at home doing shoot style. So those were our three referees that, you know, kind of rotated in and out. You don't want one referee to do the whole show because they'll get tired. So they swapped in.
Yes. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Sometimes I see these shows, it's just one ref the whole time. I'm just like,
or even two, and they just go back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know the deal.
Yeah. Our ring announcer / interviewer is Sam Laterna.
Hey, we just, our last guest on the show. We love Sam. She's great.
She's amazing.
I got to call some matches with her over at Magic. She was so great and welcoming.
She's amazing and just ridiculously professional.
Yeah.
She was going to do commentary, which I guess we'll get back to commentary. Its own.
I'm not hard hitting. Yeah. You don't have to go into
it. Oh, we will. It's a,
okay,
fun story, and I still want to put some people on blast. Not any of them wrestling.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, long story short, we needed a commentator, and we asked, you know, Sam, do you want to do that? And she says, you know, I can, but if I'm going to do commentary, then I'm not going to do ring announcing, which is totally fair. I mean, that's, I was like, well, if you don't do ring announcing, then we don't have a ring announcer. So let's leave you on ring announcing.
Yeah.
And
she can do it all. Yeah.
Oh yeah. She fucking killed it. She was great. So speaking of commentary, first we have Blake Chadwick. Amazing.
Oh, so is this an exclusive right now? Or are we getting the first?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Again, we haven't publicly, he doesn't have a graphic. He's not all elite or whatever, but I mean, we haven't kept it a secret either.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And he's fantastic. Ridiculous. He was suggested by Chris Levin. Go figure. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He does Coastal Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
He does some actual MMA play-by-play stuff.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
So he's like, this is the guy you want. You want Blake Chadwick. Like, he's exactly what you're looking for in this type of environment. So I was like, okay. I'd never met him before, whatever. Like, I'd, you know, bring him in on the day, get to talking with him. Amazing. Absolutely perfect. So he did fantastic. Color commentary. Whoo! Color commentary was supposed to be Lindsay Snow.
Oh, wow. That was great.
Well, okay. Originally, Lindsay Snow was supposed to be on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, Bloodsport, BJJ, I think she's a blue belt, might be a purple belt, but I know she's BJJ practices. It's like a no-brainer. Of course you want Lindsay Snow on your show. And then she went down with an injury. So I was like, oh, damn it. You know, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let's bring her in as commentary. That would be, you know, perfect. She knows what she has the knowledge. She knows what she's looking at. She can call the positions. She's been in those positions. Like, she's, you know, she's perfect for color commentary.
I love that.
Yeah. Love- and then on the day, literally on the day, she's at the airport and American Airlines, I don't mind naming them, they canceled the flight because they didn't have a pilot. Now,
that makes it tricky.
Yeah, I've never run an airline before, but I would think pilot is one of the things you want to make sure you have on every flight.
Usually good, yeah.
You know, that would seem to be step one, maybe step two after the plane. But they just didn't have a pilot. So they had to get a second pilot and, you know, scramble some other new pilot, which caused the flight to get delayed and then get delayed again. Finally, it got rebooked till 5 PM. And I was like, well, our show's over by then. Never mind. Just go home. So we ended up not being able to bring her in, which I'm still bitter. But that would have been awesome. We're definitely still going to try to get her in some. I told her, I was like, I will drive to Florida and drive you up myself if I have to.
Nice.
I would prefer
what
not to.
Yeah, yeah.
I would prefer not to, but if that's what we have to do, that's what we're going to do.
I love it.
Yeah, so we ended up using Big Dust. Dustin Wilson was on color commentary, and to his absolute credit, he showed up ready to be a second, like a corner man. Just, you know, towel him off, give him water, et cetera, et cetera. And then on the day, we're like, we need a commentary. Dust, can you call an entire show with zero prep work of any kind and just go in cold? He's like, yeah, I think so. Great. Get in the booth.
That's awesome.
And he completely killed it. It was amazing. Like, it's It's fantastic. I all thanks in the world to Big Dust. And if you watch the show, when you watch the show, in the end credits, we shout him out as a special thanks because he absolutely stepped up on zero notice to call an entire show.
He's great at what he does. I think he's actually on the Moran and Friends podcast right now.
Yeah, he is. And he's perfect as color commentary. He's a character. Like he's able to play off of Blake very well.
Yeah, he has it. Yeah, the first time I saw him, I'm like, he has something. Like,
yeah,
he's got. I don't know what it is, like they say, but he's got it. Exactly. But I gotta ask you this, Mayday. You referred to this earlier. Is this a one off? The ladies, are they interested in coming back? Are you interested in doing this again, or is that unannounced at this time? You can no comment.
I can no comment with a comment. How's that? Here we go.
Dig it.
When I keep saying if, when you watch the show, I'm just going to say this. I am a big fan of Marvel movies.
Oh, speaking my language.
So you might want to stick around for the credits. That's really? All I'm going to say.
I love that. That's
so all, just, that's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I got to say about that.
So again, feel free to no comment. Is there storyline implements? Like, I know it's just straight up fights, but wrestling obviously known for their storylines. Are there storyline implements going in or coming out of this?
I mean, there are and they're not. It's a tournament. That is your story. I mean, there's a reason.
Straight up.
Yeah, there's a reason Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, even like the movies Bloodsport, the movie Mortal Kombat. I mean, there's a tournament is a built-in story. Who's going to advance? How are they going to advance? What's going to happen? Et cetera, et cetera. And then coming out of that, obviously you have a tournament winner because that's how tournaments work. Where does that person go from there, et cetera, et cetera? You know, like, so there is a story, but it's also not like, you know, this Sunday in the cage, I'm going to get you. Like it's,
I understand.
MMA has stories.
Yes.
Look at Conor McGregor.
Perfectly said. All right. Now I'm understanding. Because again, I don't know MMA like that.
Yeah.
But I love the combining of these two worlds, man. I'm very intrigued. You seem to know what you're doing. You have the right people on board. You have the right roster. It looks great. What was WTV's response when you pitched this to them? Were they like, yep, let's do it?
They absolutely were like, yep, let's do it. That's, again, all thanks to Chris Levin. He set all that up in terms of, because they filmed it. Well, I don't want to say they edited it, but they did the rough cut like on the day of like, you know, camera two, go two. Or hard cam, go hard cam, et cetera, et cetera. So we didn't have to like piece together individual shots. So when I say like I'm editing things, what I'm doing is adding on screen graphics and transitions and, you know, stuff like that. But in terms of like actual camera cutting, they did that live on the day and it was ridiculous and amazing to watch the guy do it. I forget his name. I should know his name, but he is in the credits because I wrote it down. But it was amazing watching that guy work. He was just like a robot. Like I'm sure he was a million times. He's done this every day, but he's just like, he knew exactly which cuts to go to, exactly which angles to get. And it's amazing.
That's awesome. I actually got to do that for the first time. At NFW's first show, they needed a camera switcher and I'm just a podcaster, drummer, whatever commentator. And I was like, okay. And it was really fun. And I learned a lot, man. So
I learned a lot just watching.
I was going to say, you probably learned so much just, you know, being behind the curtain, behind, you know, all the production and stuff like that, man. I'll put it this way. Is it something you would like to do again? It doesn't have to necessarily be with this, but in any form or fashion.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, would you like to take on an endeavor like this again? It doesn't have to be with this particular promotion.
Like camera switching or putting on a show?
Putting on a show, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I would like to.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, no, I'm going to leave the camera switching to the professional camera switchers.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I got you. No, it's a lot, though, man. And you're obviously killing it. Shameless promo. We're all about it here on the BCP, man. And thank you for making a few minutes of your time, man.
Oh, of course.
Dude, this is great. So good to finally meet you in some form or fashion here. I want to say this, man. What do you have to say to the fans that may be interested or on the fence about checking this out on Thursday night?
Why are you on the fence? You should watch it.
Yeah, right.
No. It's unique. It's never been done before, as far as I'm aware of. It ties back into the cage thing for whatever reason. I do not know, and I still don't understand. Nobody is doing shoot style shows in a cage. That seems like the most obvious thing in the world to me. You have Bloodsport takes the ropes down and they're just on the platform. You have ROH Pure Rules, you have UWFI, Paradigm Pro UWFI, You have stuff like Battle Arts. You have stuff, and they're all just in a ring. I was like, why would you like that? Seemed like I don't understand it. So I was like, that's going to be our thing. That's how we're going to stand out. It's such a great visual. I don't understand why no one else has done that. So in terms of just old school MMA, as you said, you're not an MMA fan, but like old school MMA, like early to mid 90s UFC before Zuffa bought it, just one night tournament, you know, eight women enter, one woman leaves.
And stay for the credits.
And stay for the credits.
I love it, man. Hey, Mayday, before we get out of here, just a little more shameless promo. Tell everyone where they can follow you on social media, all that good stuff. And guys, you know, those who usually watch the video stream, you guys see that poster behind me all the time. He does great work for us. He does great work for the wrestlers. Just amazing art. It was such a pleasure to work with you and pitch ideas off you. Tell everyone how they can get in contact with you and follow you on socials.
I personally am on Instagram and Twitter at Mayday86, MayyyDayY86. There's four Ys total. There's a whole story behind that. That's the story for another day. Combat Fights Unlimited is also on Twitter and also on Instagram at Combat Fight Singular ULTD, because Twitter has a limited number of characters for your handle. But if you just search for Combat Fights Unlimited, it'll pop right up. And hopefully we don't get sued by Zuffa.
I love it, man.
I'm amazed how many people didn't get the pun.
Oh, I got you, bro. I saw it. But dude, no, everything seriously looks great, man. You're doing a great job.
I actually forgot to say, we're leading off with preliminaries, of course, which, you know, in pro wrestling, the pre-show. Which will be on IWTV's Facebook page for free. It's the prelims. You get to introduce the whole roster, and you get a alternate bout between Bonesaw Jesse Brooks and Von Starr, where in the event that someone in the tournament is too injured to continue, the winner of the alternate bout will be inserted into the tournament. Again, like old school MMA tournaments.
Contingency plan. I like that. Yeah. And $3.99, our favorite price.
I never understood that phrase because it sounds like it's still 99 cents.
I know. We say it all the time.
Oh, I know, but like it's gonna be for free on IWTV's Facebook page immediately prior to the main card on IWTV proper. So watch that, learn who everybody is, get hyped, and then switch over to the main show at 8 o'clock.
Excited to see the finished product. Good luck.
I'm excited to show the finished product.
Dude, I can't wait. I'll be watching, of course, Thursday night. Dude, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. I hope to work with you again in some form or fashion. Stay safe out there and just continue success, my man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, bro. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.
Peace.